Okay, I'm Tom Leitner. Welcome to Discast Episode 9. Ping.
Welcome to Rome, Italy, for a special Discast direct from the European Freestyle Championships, which are happening right behind me, as you can hear by the music. We've got a lot of specials coming up. Enjoy the episode.
Okay then, so the run-through for this episode is, kicking us off, as usual, is the world news from the past month, which will be straight away followed by the FPA news from the last month. Then, kicking off our first EFC special segment, is the first half of a selection of interviews that were recorded at the tournament. In this half, we talked to judges Mark Regabuti and Craig Simon from America. And we also speak exclusively to tournament organiser Lorenzo Apriani about the McDonald's commercial he filmed earlier this year. That's not one to be missed. Then we have an update on our Guess the Jammer competition, and we give you the clues for this month's competition. Following that, the second of our EFC segments. This time it's actually some round-robin questions, which is basically we went around while the tournament was taking place, and we asked many of the jammers the same question. So, for example, we had favourite colour of disc. And how we're going to play these, we'll ask the question once and then you'll hear the answers one after the other in quick succession. Following the round robin questions, we have the Frisbee fact for the month, which it's my turn to provide this month. Then we have our second section of interviews from the EFCs. And this time they are with the winners from the tournament just after the results were announced. We talked to Florian Hess from Germany, who had just won the co-op round. We talked to Fabio Sarna of Italy, who had won in both open and mixed pairs. And we talked to Eleonora Inmazio from Italy, who had won in the mixed. And then rounding off is conclusion and goodbye.
Yes, so I think I'll get us started with our world news.
Please do.
Okay, first item. This was something from back at the start of this month, September, and it's that the EFC 2006 competition took place. That's the European Freestyle Championships, as you will, of course, know. It took place on the 2nd and 3rd of September in Roma, Italy. There were 62 players, with the team splitting up into 30 pairs teams and 19 co-op teams, so it was a good turnout. It was pretty impressive. And we had also six mixed teams and six women came to compete. Teams from all over turned up. Sweden, Holland, Germany, Switzerland, Hungary and Italy, and not forgetting the UK. As me and John were there and were competing. It was a great event, thriving, and you'll hear much more from players from that event later on in the show. The results, though, the mixed pairs. Fabio Sarna and Ellie Immazio, the world champions, took that title home. Second was Roland Carlsen and Carolina Hagen-Bjork. Sorry, can I take a guess at your name there?
I think that was a good attempt.
Carlo Peroni and Christine Nicolardi were in third. The women's shred, the top three of the podium were 1, Silvia Caruso, 2, Carolina Hagen-Bjork, and 3, Bianca Strutz. Sorry, Carolina, for that. That's my best attempt. Open co-op, that was won by Florian Hess, Christian Lamred, and Antonio Piccioni. Okay, and second was the Swedish guys. That's Stefan Karlsson, Joachim Arveskar, and Andreas Jaderd. Third, Matteo Guidoni, Luca Medri, and Clay Calera. And so, the big one, open pairs final. I'll go reverse order for this. Build up the tension, even though you probably already know this. Third, Matteo Gadoni and Luca Medri. Second, Florian Hess, Christian Lamrad, German team. And first, the Italians, Clay Calera and Fabio Sana. So congratulations to all those podium people and everyone who took part, really.
Well done. It's a fantastic tournament.
Because it was a top event, wasn't it?
Yeah, very high standard. Some very, very many teams all worthy of winning, but there can only be one, can't they?
Or four.
Or
to
four.
Win the four divisions.
Yes, but, yeah, true. Yeah.
Okay, moving on with the news. Suggestions can now be made for the 2006 Jammy Awards. Just head over to the FPA forums. So if you go on freestyledisc.org, then you click on forum and follow the links to the forums and visit the 2006 Jammies thread. Then you'll be granted the opportunity to suggest people for the awards and put reasons, justifications for your suggestions if you wish. So there's many different categories to vote in there. Also, the Vola Vola Tournament 2006, that took place recently, and that was in Rosetto, Italy, on the 9th and the 10th of September. That was the weekend after the AFCs, I think, and it was won by Clay Calera and Angelo Mancarella. Tentative dates for the FPA Worlds 07 in Amsterdam have been announced, and these dates are the 21st to the 24th of June. So not dissimilar from the dates the Amsterdam tournament that happens annually now, and this will hopefully be confirmed in the next few weeks by the organisers. And also next summer, tentative dates are in line for a number of other big tournaments, but you've got to please note that none of these are yet confirmed, so don't go making your travel plans for next summer, even if the tickets are good value at this point, because these dates are subject to confirmation, at least some of them are anyway.
Yeah, yeah.
I think one that's confirmed the dates though.
Oh yeah,
is
dates
the
for this are confirmed.
NAS freestyle event in Somerset, England. Well, hey.
May it be pointed out that the dates are confirmed, but the actual fact that the tournament may or not be taking place is not confirmed.
No, yeah.
It may not happen yet, but that the NAS event takes place on those dates, whatever.
And let me tell you a bit about NAS. It's the National Adventure Sports Show. It claims to be Europe's biggest extreme sports festival. Over 40,000 spectators there over the course of the weekend. Big festival. It's a great chance to showcase the sport. Me and John were there in 2005, and it was really just really easy to get a crowd and great publicity.
It was brilliant.
And there's a lot of buzz surrounding that possibility this year. So after that, which is July the 7th and 8th, which we'll update you on when we have more information, there might be the Masters in Ithaca, NY, USA, and that'll be July the 7th to 14th. Now, it's also been speculated that the freestyle will be the 13th to the 14th of July. Following that, a month ahead in September, the 1st and 2nd, there'll be the Italian Open, which will be in Ostia, Roma, Italy. And that was where the great location for the EFCs this year. And then following that, the EFCs, which are likely to be in Rosetto next year, 2007, in Italy. And tentative dates for that are 7th to the 9th of September. So now moving on to tournaments that have taken place recently. There's the Indian Summer 2006 competition. It's quite an original tournament, and it took place this month, and that was won by Skippy Jammer and Arthur Coddington. And also there's a 2006, the Tournament of the City of Milan. I won't attempt to give you the Italian of that. Took place, that was September 16th to 17th, 2006, and Fabio Sana won it there. And also making the main world news this month is UK Disc Style. Yep, that's right. Because recently, just yesterday actually, for the day that we're recording this, me and John appeared on BBC One at 7:30 on a Friday evening, so prime time of the week. We appeared on a show called Question of Sport, and it was on BBC's Question of Sport, BBC One, one of the well-known, best-known TV channels in the world. And let me just explain a little bit about this. We're on the show Question of Sport, and we're involved in a mystery guest segment, or so they call it. Now, me and John weren't the mystery guests. No, we're not quite that well known yet. But the mystery guest segment is where a famous sporting personality, and in this case it was a famous cricketer, a legend called Sir Viv Richards, they do an unusual sport or something that's completely unrelated to their sport. The camera shows various close-ups of them, maybe in some sort of disguise or something, and the participants on the show, which is a TV sports quiz show, have to try and guess who the mystery guest was. Now, this show this week, it was Viv Richards, the cricketer, trying out frisbee freestyle, and me and John were there as effectively the pro frisbee freestylers, the trainers. So we were there doing, showing our moves, and then Viv came along and he joined in a little bit with a spin jammer. So that was massive media exposure. Millions of people around Britain will have watched that, which is quite staggering to think, really. And so we're hoping that will help to boost awareness of the sport a bit in the UK. We certainly know ourselves and many people have seen it, and around the country it will have been watched a lot, so we're really pleased about that. And we are hoping to get the video online, this segment, in the next few days, so you have to watch out for that. We've got a copy and we just need to compress it and upload it, so that should be online soon, so keep an eye out for that.
That's right. FPA news time now. Firstly, nominations or candidates are needed, especially from Europe, for the upcoming elections. There are three positions up for grabs. There is Executive Director, Marketing Director, and Treasurer. And now, after serving several terms, Larry Imperiali will not be running again for the role of Treasurer. So for this position, someone is required to step up. But for this position only, it must be a US resident for legal reasons. And what have we next, Joe?
Okay, well, the next news as far as the FPA are concerned is that the 2007 FPA Disc Design Contest that we forewarned you about last month has now started. Hooray!
Yay!
The FPA want to select a design early so that the 2007 FPA discs will be ready by early 2007. Now, the address to send your potential designs that you can skillfully craft in your own time, it's fpaphotos at freestyledisc.org. Now there's guidelines for this, and these are outlined on the freestyledisc.org forum, such things as a not too much ink required, you know, for costs and practicalities, a clear center for the disc, and many more can be found on the forum. Now, for the last 2 years, folks, running Damiano Basso from Italy, talented designer, has won the competition, so let's give him a real challenge this year and get some good designs entered in.
How's your design coming along, Joe?
Oh, I couldn't tell you. I'm top secret for that, really.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Well, I look forward to seeing that when it's a...
Can't give away these secrets. Maybe some time before he reaches a full development yet, though.
Yeah, mine's still a drawing board too, but...
Pre-production
stage. Well, okay. Production stage, actually. But,
oh, is it?
Yeah. Just. Anyway, what is it time for now? Oh, yes. The first of our special segments for the EFC's 2006 is our EFC episode. And now we have a series of interviews. Firstly, we are talking to the American legend himself, Mark Regabuti. We talked to him about his career in freestyle, the EFCs, and what it's like being a judge.
What has it been like to judge this tournament?
Well, it's been a great experience because having started playing freestyle frisbee seriously in 1979 and been participating in it at the peak of the sport, which was in the 1980s, early 80s, around 80 to 83, and then coming back to the sport maybe 10 years later, and then seeing how it's taken off here in Europe in the last 5 years, since 2001 in particular, when I came to Italy for the first time as an adult. It's wonderful. It's incredible. There's more young people playing here at a high level than were ever playing in the United States, even back when the sport was peaking back in the early 80s. And the level of play is risen constantly. I hadn't even seen probably 65 to 70% of the players at this tournament. I knew a lot of the Italian players. I had never seen any of the German players, never seen the British players, never seen, well, a lot of players. So judging it was good. I've been playing for a long time, so I knew what I was looking at. It was good to judge it with Craig and with Tom. It was interesting just to be the only singular judge for one category.
Yeah.
I've never done that before. Kind of liked it. Felt in control, but kind of kidding about that. But it was good. The days were long. Today moved a lot faster, but it was great. Right. It was great.
What did you make of the playing conditions this weekend?
I thought they were excellent, but I prefer playing on the beach. That's my favorite place to play. The wind was a little strong. It was challenging. I thought teams really rose to the occasion, especially the German teams who don't play on the sand at all, and the Swedes who don't play on the sand at all. And it's really only the Italians play here. So I thought the level of play was really high. It was probably higher the first day than today for whatever reason. I don't know. Although there were some of the routines today, the winning pairs routine was one of the better routines I've ever seen, especially, particularly at the beach. The conditions were, when the sand's a little bit softer, it's a little bit more difficult to move around, but it also gives you an advantage. You can kind of move and dive and crash and burn and not get really hurt or banged up. You just have to keep the disc clean. That's probably the biggest challenge for people.
So what do you think is so special about this tournament that made you come all this way from the West Coast of America?
Well, I wanted to be here because I knew it was going to happen last year, but I didn't think I was going to be able to be here. But it was special because I knew I had a sense that it was going to be, even a year ago, that it was going to be a big deal where there'd be a lot of new players that I hadn't ever seen. And it would be representative of, thank you, the growth of the sport, the phenomenal rapid growth of the sport over here, and how it's not only gotten a resurgence, it has a second life, maybe life it never even had before. And it has a big, bright future here. I think that audiences in Europe are more interested in watching a sport like this. They're, for whatever reason, I won't really go into that. But it's all good. Whereas in America, it's not like that, or not like that anymore. I think there's just there's just a different mindset over there. So here, on this continent, the sport is just ripe for growth. I think we saw that with how responsive the audience was today. And we had a built-in audience here, but they were really into it. They were really into it, and that was great.
So, actually, moving on to your own career, how exactly did you start playing?
I started playing in college. I had never even picked one up before. I played sports a bunch. I played a lot of American baseball, but I had never played frisbee. And when I got to college, the guys and people I was hanging out, girls, guys, we were all, they were playing frisbee, so I was playing frisbee, and I saw, one of my good friends knew how to delay it. He was actually from New York City, and there was, as I found out later on, there was a big core of players from New York City. They were one of the original groups of freestylers, and that's how I got started. We started an ultimate team, and I taught myself how to delay on Christmas vacation my freshman year in college, and I never looked back after that, especially after I went to my first tournament, which was in 79. That's when I was really sold on it. When I went to my first big tournament in Toronto, that was it. I was going to do it. And that's how I...
Last question now, just to finish it off. What has been the highlight of your career, do you think?
I mean, the highlight.
For... There's been a lot, you know, competing and doing well in tournaments have been highlights for sure. But I stopped competing seriously in 1983, but winning the world championship with Joey Hudaquin and Chip Bell, that was definitely the highlight. Making the finals in Santa Cruz 2 years in a row and finishing, I think, sixth 1 year, maybe fifth the next year. Those were highlights. And then placing well in a lot of tournaments during the national series that Ramo had in 1980 and back in, actually in 83 they didn't have that, but there were a bunch of FPA tournaments that I did pretty well in too. So those were the highlights of my Frisbee career. But even more of a highlight has been coming back and seeing how the sport's grown. Because I got into it a second time around, and it plays a different role in my life now, you know, because I'm older and all that, and I'm busy. But to me, it's just the greatest form of exercise, and it's creative, it's free expression, and it keeps you in great shape, and creates a real balance in my life. It's great.
Thanks a lot. Sure. Great judging this weekend. Sure. Well done. Thanks.
Okay, thanks for that, Mark. That was a good insight. Interesting interview. Okay, now we're going to kick off our interview with the other American judge, apart from Tom, that came to the AFCs, and that was Craig Simon. So he's going to talk now about how it was to judge this tournament, his take on the AFCs in general.
Okay, hi Craig. Is this the first European tournament you've been to?
No, I was at FPA's in Berlin a few weeks ago, so I got to meet quite a few players then and renewing my acquaintances, and there are a lot of new names to learn, and I'm having a great time too.
Okay, great. So you've seen a lot of European play then recently. So what do you think of the standard of the play?
Well, there are, I guess, a couple ways to answer that. First of all, as a player who shows up at a tournament, it's, for me, it's even a little intimidating. You guys are really good. So I was like, wow, should I bust that jam? Those guys are really hot. Do I want to, you know, break into that? But yes, of course I do, because they're really good and they're a lot of fun to play with. And, you know, also the level of play is very high. If you look over the results from Berlin, I think in the top six finishers, or was it maybe, I think it was six of the top 10 finishers were Europeans. That's in an FPA tournament, right? We could look over that and get the specifics, but you know, the Europeans are doing very well competitively. So there's a lot of depth. People at the top, you know, here's Fabio, there are more here, and there's depth throughout. So that's good to see.
Okay, and for this tournament specifically, how has the beach conditions affected this style of play, do you think?
That's a good question. You know, one thing because I noticed, because a lot of players aren't familiar with this kind of tough wind, I noticed that when players showed confidence and strength, when they were willing to throw downwind to their partners, a lot of the Europeans were making adjustments by moving around, trying to throw upwind, which is, of course, easier to throw in a howling wind. And it wasn't really that bad of a wind. It's a kind of wind that I would consider strong but fair. It was steady. It wasn't that gusty. So as far as beach conditions go, the wind was reasonably good. The sand was kind of soft. You know, Americans who have beach tournaments like to see the big hard pack, so that they'll often even play with shoes on. And this is a fairly soft beach, not a big area to play, but it wasn't too steep of a beach either. So it was kind of an average beach, fairly good wind, but soft sand.
Okay. And finally, Craig, what's it been like judging at this tournament?
This was very interesting because I've never judged so many routines in such a, you know, compressed period of time. I guess maybe your listeners already know that we were hired as judges. So I judged something like, I don't know, it was like 40 routines yesterday with the prelims and the semifinals for the open pairs and then also the co-op semi. So there was a lot of judging. We got to think a lot about what we do. Normally in an FPA tournament and most other tournaments, when you're judging artistic impression, you get to compare with the other AI judges to see if you're all calibrating the same way. But I was doing it by myself. So plus I had to consider the fact that I didn't know a lot of the people. So I would just judge the routine and go on to the next one. We moved very quickly and it worked. Nobody's crying, nobody's hitting me. So I guess it turned out okay.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Great. Thanks.
Thank you.
Okay. Thanks once again, Craig. And now our final interview in this first section of interviews. There are more to come later on. But now we are speaking to the tournament organizer, Lorenzo Apriani. Strangely enough, not about the tournament, but we're talking to him exclusively about the McDonald's commercial, which he filmed just a few months ago.
What was it like doing the McDonald's television advert? What was that like?
Yeah, it was a really cool experience because they sent an email and the day after I was in Rio, in Copacabana Beach, and dressed and with hairstylist and makeup like the same.
Ronald McDonald.
Yeah, the same. Brilliant. So we were four Ronald McDonalds. We can't stay all four together. It was very strange. I can't smoke. I can't drink nothing, but I enjoy a lot because I was a pro Donald, and I jammed for at his place, and there was a stuntman Ronald, and the original Asiatic and European American, so with the face American, the originals. So they make the movies, and. The original was his face.
Close up, yeah.
Yeah, but when it was Jamie, was me.
All right.
This is so funny. So I'm waiting the commercial from during this finish of this year, because in US was online. During the summer, starting the commercial.
Okay, thanks Lorenzo, and it sounds like that was a cool experience as well.
It certainly does.
I'd love to see the commercial anyway.
Hopefully soon we'll have a copy on the net that we can all see floating around.
Okay, we'll move on now to our Guess the Jammer competition.
That's right. Last month we had
some entries.
We had two correct entries to our Guess the Jammer competition.
We did.
The answer was Mary Lowry. Go on, Joe. Who got the correct answers?
Well, the two lucky guesses, or informed guesses, were Omer Rosenbaum from Israel. So well done, Omer, there. And the other was actually the lady who's given Mary her nickname Miss Muffet. That was one of our clues last month. And that's Lisa Hunrich Sylvie. So congrats to these two who go into our prize draw along with the other correct entrants from past month. Now we're going to give you the clues for a fresh month's competition. John, kick us off.
Okay, clue number one. This jammer is also a martial arts instructor.
Hiya.
Why? I wouldn't like to come across him, I must admit.
No.
I wouldn't like to get on the wrong side of him.
Especially if he gets as fired up with his martial arts as he does in his jamming. Because in the 1998 Jammy Awards, this jammer won the most turbo award.
And clue number three. If you haven't already guessed who it is, this jammer finished first in the open pairs at Amsterdam 2004. So, get your Guess the Jammer entries in. The email address is ukdiscstyle@yahoo.co.uk. Send them in, and we look forward to announcing the people who've got the right answer next month.
We do. So, our next little bit of exclusive audio from the EFCs is going to be, as John described them before, our round-robin questions. So we're going to ask one question, and then we'll hear the mass responses, and you get a good idea of the variety of people's various favourites. So we're going to kick off with favourite disc colour.
So, everybody at the EFCs 2006, what is your favourite colour of disc?
Yellow.
Yellow.
Mine is yellow.
Mine is white.
It's white.
It's difficult because the best colour to have is white, but I think my favourite is blue. Just, it's my favourite, you know, but it's not the best quality, I think. You know, they break very fast, just like the orange ones. So, okay.
Maybe white. I like yellow.
Yellow, I think. I like the old kind of plastic, if you remember.
Yeah. Okay, yeah.
Now there's a new plastic I don't like so much. So my best disc is the yellow, about 2 or 3 years ago.
Okay. My favorite color is white to play with. I think the white is best too.
It's hard to say. I like the white one, but sometimes the new orange disc I like, because if you have the green grass and the blue sky and the nice orange, it's such a nice color to see, not to play it, but to see it.
Very good.
For me, it's yellow.
Yellow.
Yellow and white.
A blue one and a yellow one.
White, right now, yeah.
Blue. In the past time it was the white, but after the new mold and new colors, I'm choosing the yellow, because I think it's better now.
White disc.
Yellow discs.
It's a yellow disc, yeah.
Thanks, guys. Now, EFC 2006 competitors. What's your favourite move that you yourself can do?
Guidance pull.
Various combinations of turnovers.
And the knee tips, multiple knee tips.
Ride a scarecrow.
Against the spin turnover to the body roller.
Oh, guidance variations and bad attitude variations, I like, yeah.
Yeah.
Back roll.
One spin, scarecrow, upside down.
Double spinning, catch like guides, flood, something like this.
Yep. My favorite move is twisto.
Oh, it's so many to choose, but maybe I think it is better attitude position.
Oh, in the last time I make a lot of against tricks and some double spinning catches here on the beach. It's perfect to do the double spinning, and so now I use the wind and spin all the time.
Bad attitude, Nelly Lay.
I love a lot to do the Olivia position. Oh, maybe the best move I can do with the Olivia position is the Oliviosis.
Lemon guide is catch.
Okay, it's a double spinning guitosis.
Wow.
Yeah, I've done it in 98.
Some against the spin tricks to spinning flamingosis.
Double spinning scarecrow.
Scarecrow.
My favorite move is playing guitis.
I think it's contraflex.
Excellent. And lastly, clock or counter?
Clock.
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 Only clock.
Counter and a bed clock.
Clock.
Counter.
Clock.
Counter.
I'm clock and a little counter.
Counter and a little clock.
Yeah, I play clock, but I try to play counter as well.
Clock. I like BSAA. I don't
I don't care if the disc is upside down or clock or counter.
Clock.
Counter.
Counter.
Clock. Mostly clock. I would like to learn some counter, but I'm trying.
Clock.
Clock.
I'm counter, but I play also a little bit clock.
Okay, thanks for that, everybody. We hope you enjoyed that round robin segment. It was quite experimental, but
quite original.
I think it turned out quite well. Let us know what you thought of it, please. And now it's time for our frisbee fact section of this episode.
It's John's turn this month to astound us with an amazing piece of information relating to the frisbee world.
That's right.
So take it away, John.
Now this one is rather unusual. An old inventor, physicist, whatever his title is, known as Richard Feynman, his name is. And in his book, in one of his books, called Surely You're Joking, Mr. Feynman, he suggests that watching the wobble of a plate tossed in the Cornell University cafeteria, so similar to the flying of a frisbee, so an upside-down plate tossed cafeteria.
Of course.
And this actually, seeing this, stimulated him to develop mathematics that eventually led to his Nobel Prize winning work in quantum electrodynamics.
Wow.
I know. And so frisbees have led, effectively, to the winning of a Nobel Prize.
At least the flight path that frisbees take.
Yes.
Did you say this was at a university or some sort of college campus?
Cornell University.
Ah, right. Well, I'm sure those students were inspired to throw plates around by the frisbee. So
yes, I think so too.
Yep.
Well, actually, Joe, they could have been inspired by Odd Job and his hat in Goldfinger, the Bond film. But I think it probably was the frisbees.
Cultural reference for you there. But what's more influential, frisbees or Bond? Frisbees.
Bond. James Bond. Anyway, hope you enjoyed that. And now we're moving on to our final special EFC segment for this month. It's the second series of interviews. Who's first, Joe?
Well, first up is going to be Flo. That's his nickname, Florian Hess. He was the winner of the co-op division this year's. And we're talking to him now at the AFCs right after it's been announced that he's won the division. So, here it is.
From the tournament.
I can't believe it. I haven't seen all the other runs, and I haven't realized that our run was so good. After our pairs round, we go into the final without anything in our head. We said, okay, just relaxing, we do this, and it works so great, and it's a great feeling.
It was a fabulous routine, it really was. Do you hope to team up with the same people again next year and go for the title again?
Yes, with Christian, we are the fixed partners. I've played with him. Pichu was met each other spontaneously. We were looking for a partner, so Pichu said, okay, we want to hook up together, and we'll see what he has for plans together. Usually he's playing with Matteo, but I think we can arrange something.
Okay, thanks a lot. Great routine. I like the t-shirts as well.
Yeah, thank you.
A very happy Flo there. And now we're talking to Fabio, who again, just after the results were announced, we spoke to him. He'd done the double and he'd won the open and mixed titles.
How do you feel to have won the European Championships for the second year running?
Actually good. I think I can say I'm really satisfied about this year. And
and I'm really satisfied about the German guys who won in co-op too. It was a great energy for them, and I'm hoping that this will help the German community to bring out a lot of good new players next year.
You've also just won the mixed pairs with Eleonora again after the Worlds. Do you hope to win more titles with her in the mixed in the future?
I hope so. I hope to improve our co-ops together for next year, and to make some surprises, because I thought we won because of much surprise on choreography, and hope to keep this surprise every year coming.
Okay, thanks a lot, Fabio. Well done.
Great, Fabio. Thanks.
Thank you. Yep, keep those surprises coming, Fabio. Now, it was no surprise that the mixed pairs winners took home the title this time after their Worlds routine and Worlds win. Now they came to the Europeans, and it was Fabio, as you've just heard, and Eleonora. So here is Eleonora herself talking to us again after the award ceremony about her win in women's freestyle.
So how does it feel after just a few years playing to be world champion and now European champion for mixed?
Oh, well, that's simply great, because it was a result I didn't expect.
Yeah.
And since I really didn't practice a lot during this period because I had to study for university, it was a great surprise in Berlin, and also here it was simply great to play with Fabian to win again also the European Championships. Yeah.
Okay, that's great. So how did you start playing Frisbee Freestyle?
Well, I started playing because Fabio was playing, and I started 1 year after he started. And so I saw him freestyling, and I started going to tournaments with him, and I really liked the atmosphere, I really liked the players, so that's why I started, because of the people. Fabio started because it was his passion, and I started because of the Frisbee family, which is simply great. Brilliant. To me. Yeah, I really like it.
So there's a lot more male freestylers here than female jammers. What do you think about the future for female jammers?
Well, I hope there will be more women that play freestyle, also maybe inspired by us and by the Italian girls and from girls around the world. And yes, I hope that the number of female players will grow.
Okay,
yeah, we hope so too.
And finally, about that special Worlds and European routine, could you describe to us what makes your routine, you and Fabio, so special?
What do you think is the key to a routine like that that's different?
Well, it is very important to know the partner. So Fabio and I were always playing together, so we know each other very well. And then we also built a really solid routine. We knew all the choreography, and the choreography went on with the music. So we knew that at a certain point of the music we had to do a certain move. So it's a lot more, it's a lot easier that way. Yeah.
Okay,
thank you very much for that, Eleonora.
Thank you.
I hope you've enjoyed this special European Freestyle Championships episode, everybody. It's been a lot of fun putting together. We had a fantastic time at the tournament. I'd just like to thank Lorenzo and the other organisers for all the work they've done and all the sponsors.
Yep, definitely a big thanks is needed to Tom, who always gives great input. The hired judges who came down, the sponsors, particularly Shark Energy Drink.
Oh, definitely.
For keeping me and John energized the whole weekend. and then Lorenzo himself for being a great organizer and a great host. So final announcements just before we leave you this month. I suppose, vote for us on Podcast Alley, would you say, John?
I'd say so, yes.
Yeah, I'd say you should. If you are a Podcast Alley user, or even if you're not, then give us a vote. Get us up the monthly rankings, maybe, over there. It will be you can put it in for September or for the new month of October. And that also reminds me, and no one has yet reviewed our podcast on iTunes. So if you want to be the first to do that, then go on iTunes, on the music store. We know that from our stats that the predominant Discast listeners are from iTunes on either a Mac or Windows. So let us and the world know what you think of our podcast there.
Please do, and keep suggestions for future episodes coming in, please. Even if you'd like to be a guest, or you feel you have a how-to segment to offer us, then please get in touch.
Yeah, we'd absolutely love to hear from any of you who've got either of those things.
Yep.
Our email address, ukdiscstyle@yahoo.co.uk, and a reminder about our website, as I'm sure most of you already know, but that's www.ukdiscstyle.com. Keep checking that as we update it regularly.
Just a quick note on the how-to segment. There hasn't been one this month. That's partly because we had difficulty finding one, and because this has been an EFC special instead. However, we can confirm that next month, episode 10, how-to will return. So I hope you all look forward to that. I'm John Coxon.
I'm Joe McRae. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you in October.
See you then. Ciao. Could you just say, hi, I'm Tom Leitner, and welcome to Discast episode 9 for September 2006.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Now?
Yeah, whenever you want.
Oh,
yeah,
okay. Whenever. Hi, I'm Tom Leitner, welcome to Discast. Well, no.
There you go, yes.
Discast.
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 Episode 9 it is.
Yeah. Last CD, we don't know.
No, also? Okay, I'll take this one. Okay, Discast.
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 You say it's like...
It's discasting. Okay, yeah. No, I'm just kidding. Okay, I'm Tom Leitner. Welcome to Discast episode 9.
Cheers.
All right,
cheers. Thanks a lot.